Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the epistle reading in Philippians chapter 3, starting again at verse 8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. This is God's word. Depending on where you live in the United States, they're called tag sales, yard sales, garage sales, or rummage sales. But they all describe the same thing. Someone is selling off items that once were important, but now have lost their value. The word rubbish sounds a lot like rummage, and you may indeed find rubbish at a rummage sale. And I'm talking about this because one of the most influential Christians of all time used a word like rubbish to describe his life before knowing Jesus. As we see why he did that, we'll also be invited to consider if there's some rubbish of our own that could stand to be thrown out. In today's epistle lesson, Paul was writing a small autobiography. In the section that immediately precedes what we saw in today's epistle reading, he's looking back and he's recalling what he used to regard as central to his identity. And he said, "If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more." Confidence in the flesh. In other words, confidence in my ability to do good, to be good enough to get somewhere with God. And if such a thing were possible, Paul is saying, it was me. And let me count the ways. And he starts by saying that he was circumcised on the eighth day. That's exactly how it should have been. For a Jewish male child, they were supposed to receive that mark of the covenant 1 week after they had been born. Good start. Then he says, of the people of Israel. Again, exactly the way it's supposed to be. Paul had the right DNA. Next he said, of the tribe of Benjamin. Now Benjamin was one of the most important tribes of Israel. Paul's birth name had been Saul. It also happens that the most famous person to come out of the tribe of Benjamin was King Saul, first king of Israel. Next, he said, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He had impeccable ancestry. As to the law, a Pharisee. Paul was as learned and credentialed as you could be in rabbinic Judaism. Paul continues, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. It doesn't get more zealous than hunting down your opponents and throwing them in prison. And Paul then concludes his list, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. If anybody could have made it by observing the law, by keeping it and presenting his resume to God for acceptance, Paul says, it was me. But is that where Paul located his trust? In himself? Well, he goes on, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. Now we're going to learn something today that they didn't teach you in Sunday school. The Greek word Paul uses here that gets translated as rubbish is skybola. And skybola is a word that was used, to put it politely, for things you would find in the sewer. The apostle gets a PG rating, getting his point across. Why such a strong statement? Well, it's not because some of these things were bad in themselves. There's nothing inherently wrong with being circumcised or being an Israelite or being from the tribe of Benjamin. The problem was Paul was using those things to justify himself. He was, as he put it, putting his confidence in the flesh, putting his confidence in his own standing, his ability to do good and be good. But then he had an experience that caused him to call his entire resume skybola. He came face to face with someone who was better than good. What about you? Are there things you have relied on for your standing with God that really should be in the rubbish pile? Maybe you've thought, if anyone has a right to say that they're a good Lutheran, it would be me. Look at me. Born and raised Missouri Synod, went to Lutheran schools, memorized all 306 questions in the Blue Catechism in German. Or maybe you put your confidence in other things. Hey, I'm a pretty good person. Never gotten in trouble with the law. Never done drugs. In fact, I do good in the community. People respect me. I don't think I've done anything to get God to be mad at me. I kind of expect things to go well, because I deserve it. But that's putting confidence in the flesh. And Paul, in a very disarming way, calls his own pretty impressive personal resume skybola. Why? Because there is something far better than his best effort, and ours as well. Paul writes, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that comes by faith. There is Paul's righteousness, and there is your rightness, your goodness. It belongs to Jesus. And he's given it to you. The strength of that should be obvious. No matter how good a resume I put together for myself, there's things I would leave off. Jesus doesn't have to do that. His record is spotless. And the wonder of the gospel is you can have his record. How? By letting go of the idols of your heart, the type of things that Paul calls rubbish, and trusting that Jesus' goodness, his perfect goodness, is now yours. That's what faith in Christ consists of. And here's what Jesus did in order to produce that perfect record. He was circumcised on the eighth day. He was of the tribe of Judah, not Benjamin. That's important because he was a descendant, that means, of David, the great king from whom Messiah would come. And Jesus was and is the Messiah, the Christ, the great deliverer, sent from heaven to establish an everlasting kingdom of blessing. And as to righteousness under the law, Jesus truly was blameless. He did everything that he was supposed to do, and he didn't leave a single thing out. And instead of claiming special privileges for himself because of his achievement, as most of us would do, he set up an incredible exchange. And here's how it works. Jesus takes your sins. You get his perfect record. That happened on the cross. And if you've ever seen the TV series Antiques Roadshow, you know that sometimes it features a person who purchased a painting for $5 and now it turns out it's worth $5,000, $50,000, depending on who painted it. Well, today you and I and St. Paul have discovered something far greater. We've gotten rid of some rubbish in exchange. We've picked up a treasure. It's yours through faith in Christ. And it holds its value forever. Would you please pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you for the priceless gift that we have received in the gospel, a gift that enables us to set aside and leave behind the whole system of justifying ourselves based on who we are or where we come from or what we have done and how well we have done it. None of that counts. None of that matters because we could never do it well enough. We could never be enough in order to get anywhere, much less earn salvation before you. And knowing that we were in that predicament, you sent your Son to be and do perfectly, to create the only perfect resume there's ever been, and to credit the benefits of that to our account. And it's ours by faith, by believing that Jesus did it, that he did it for us. Teach us through the power of the Holy Spirit this new way of living, this new way of being. May it be for us a complete burden off of our shoulders and our hearts to know that your love for us is complete, that there's no flaws in it whatsoever, and we can know beyond a doubt that we are completely and perfectly loved as we look at Jesus on the cross, as we look to Jesus alive today and giving himself to us in his church. We pray it in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.